podcasting with limited bandwidth from his mom's basement. It's the Internet Tommy Internet Radio Show, broadcasting to you live on the Internet. The Internet Tommy Radio Show is brought to you by the Internet. And now, with no particular agenda or preparation, here's Tom.
Yo ho!
Hello!
Hello!
Hey, Tommy, are you having technical
Something's
problems?
Something's wrong with my cable. hi, everybody. It's the Internet Radio Tommy Show, and I'm your host, Internet Radio Tommy, and it's another fabulous day, and I'm here to say happy summer, my summertime show.
Tommy, it's crazy hot today. Are you going to be
crazy
giving,
hot?
Are you going to be giving tips to people about how to beat the heat?
I can.
What would your tips be for people in hot weather like this? 100 degree temperatures.
Well, you could drink water.
Drink water. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a very good one.
You could go into the air conditioned store.
Stay in air conditioning. That's another good tip.
What do you do? What do you do to stay cool?
Yeah.
I stay in my basement. I don't go out and I don't know. What does it matter? I'm trying to do a radio show.
Well, exactly, and you should serve your listening audience with this kind of information.
How about I sing a song?
Well, that would serve them, too.
Hey, yeah.
Hot, hot, hot. that's the New York Dolls. Buster Poindexter. Now, I love his work.
Now, Tommy, did I see you looking at pictures of girls before the show? Are you a little wound up today?
Yeah, I'm sexed up today.
I can tell.
No, I wish I could get a date. I haven't had a date in my whole life, and I really would like to go out. I got several movie stars that I'm really fond of.
Well, really?
I like Jennifer and Stone.
Jennifer. Aniston.
Whatever. I like Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
Cameron Diaz.
All right. Why do you keep picking on me?
Well, these girls are going to want you to pronounce their names correctly.
Okay.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Don't you think you're aiming too high?
What do you mean
aiming
too high?
What about some girls from school?
I get nervous if I really talk to them. I'd much rather look at them on my computer.
Yeah.
But, Tommy, you know
that's... I look at them on my computer. There was this one picture of Cameron Diaz that I was looking at last night, and I
think,
man. I think you did again.
mon ami. Dear. But maybe you're right, Oscar. Maybe I should talk to the girl next door, but she's a slut.
What's her name?
Her name is Vicky.
Vicky
is a slut.
Vicky goes out with all the big guys.
Short for Veronica?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I'm a dumbass.
Or Victoria.
I'm a dumbass.
But you might start with her. You might start with the easy girl.
Huh?
You might start with the easy girl.
I don't know, buzz.
If you went out on a date, what would you do? What would you do with a girl on a date?
Well,
I'd take her to dinner.
Uh-huh.
That's a good start.
I'd take her to a movie.
Well, right. your mom would drive you to both of these.
Yeah, okay. But I'd be in the movie and dinner with her alone.
Sure.
And then I'd take her home and show her my home studio. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good move,
Tommy.
That's
pretty cool.
And then I don't know.
Okay. No, you know.
May I give you a suggestion?
What's that?
You should actually, if you have Netflix, you should stream Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater.
Oh, is that a good movie?
Yeah, he's got a home studio.
Oh, he's
like
got
you.
A home studio?
Yeah, he does.
Does that make him look good?
Yeah.
Maybe I bet it doesn't. Does that make me look bad?
Just don't smoke as much as he does.
Does he smoke a lot?
He smokes a lot.
He does.
You guys are being really nice to me today.
Well, we want
to
help you
out. It's almost
well,
like
Rob
the,
isn't
it's
here.
Like the meanest one of you is gone.
Yeah, it is like that.
You know what? He's not here. He's in Iowa.
That's right.
And he's a dick.
You can listen to The Michael Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, hi, Roger. Glad to have you aboard. Victor, this is Roger Murdoch.
Victor Basta.
How do you do, Roger?
Nice to meet you.
Flight 209er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh?
LA departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er, clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
We have a visitor.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Captain Over, Mr. Murdoch, and Mr. Basta. This is Joey Hammond.
Well, hi, Joey.
Come on up here. You can see better.
Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it? Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium?
We better get back now, Joey.
No, Joey can stay here for a while if he'd like.
Could I? Okay, if you don't get in the way.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators?
It's the Michael Mayer Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
Yay.
From the Cappy Viper Studios, this is MikeOmeraShow.com. It is Friday, July 29, 2011, and we are over 8 million downloads and growing every single day.
Yeah.
Our show today is brought to you...
Yeah!
Our show is brought to you by Ticket Liquidator. For ball games and events of all kinds, including the summer's biggest concerts, Ticket Liquidator is the place to go for great service, more tickets, and the best prices. Mm-hmm. Enter the code AUGUSTHEAT. Who came up with that code?
Ticket Liquidator. AUGUSTHEAT
and get $15 off Ticket Liquidator. Click their ad on our website. Well, hail, hail. The gang's almost all here. Rob
Joey,
is in,
did you ever swim naked in school?
Yeah, yeah. I thought of that when I heard that.
Rob Spiewak is in Iowa doing his marathon shift today. I guess he made it out safely. Otherwise, we would have heard about it in the news.
Well, it would have been on the news,
He doesn't text
us. Or Facebook.
Or Facebook. The plane is going down. Anyway, on the program today, I don't know. Sometimes I write strange things down.
Oh, good. I like that.
I wrote, what's the best thing to do with bacon? I have no idea where that came from. I've been watching a lot of Food Network. I watched a lot of food competition shows last night, and then I got completely burned out on them. I want to touch on RJ's Love Life again, part three.
Yes, please.
We never have really gotten out of the starting gate on that, because really the whole desire I had was not to talk about his hand fetish.
Which is what we got stuck on.
Or talk about anything else other than I would like to see if we can get RJ... you know, some sort of hookup as, and even more so now that I know that I'm Wait Not, you've lost 60 pounds. I want to talk about
over
that.
Yeah.
Hey now.
It's also my summer camp for teens. I'll explain that a little
I
bit
want
later.
To hear about that.
James Allen's a great idea that he had, and this is for Oscar, and I think this is one of the best things I've gotten in Facebook in quite some time. Facebook is getting confusing. I don't know. I want to talk about that a little bit, because I went to my email last night, and it's giving me a lot of different options with instant chat, and I think they're trying to do more.
Oh, yeah.
And let's start with that, because the fact is, what is the deal with Facebook? Is it because nerds cannot leave well enough alone that they have to tweak it, and they have to I like it just the way it
so
is.
So does but it's competition, right, Oscar?
Yeah, it's the evolution.
It's nerds.
I think the microphone's still on.
Internet
here.
Tommy left his microphone.
I hear a lot
on.
Of Tommy.
All right, we've got Mark Gronick.
It's gone.
Who's really out of the gate. Perhaps a D minus.
Thanks.
Right now.
Great.
But he can only go uphill from
well,
there.
Well, no, so. If he was an F, he could only go up. He could still go down with the way he's going right now.
Jeez.
Well, no, it only took me 8 minutes to get the show on.
No,
the
I don't.
Which is, so anyway, what
do
were you
say have
about
you heard
Facebook?
Of Google Plus?
Google Plus is the new service from Google that's, you know, you don't have to talk to me like I'm a retard. You really don't have to talk. You really, that tone right there was, you know, have you ever heard of a toothbrush, fat ass? Have you done it? You know, and now he's feeling a little better today, full of piss and vinegar.
He's rested. He's well rested now.
Yes, I've heard of Google Plus. It's the service that's really designed to compete with Facebook.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
For the record, you're also the man that came in here and said, guys, let me tell you about something so amazing. I don't have to use little pieces of paper anymore because there's notes in my iPhone.
All right, that one time.
That was one time,
That
Oscar.
One time I came in here and I talked about the fact that I loved the notebook feature, which incidentally now sucks because I don't use it anymore. I'm back to using my regular notes because it's handier and it's easier.
I'll tell you why it sucks.
Why does it suck?
Because you easily forget about it.
That's true.
When you pick up a piece of paper or you stuff it in your pocket, eventually you will go in your pocket and pull it out and say, I gotta do that.
Right.
I wouldn't mind talking about the iPad in general, gentlemen.
Okay.
Which I'm both pleased and not pleased.
Well, let me answer your question.
Yeah,
first.
Let Oscar answer all your right. question first.
So, as he's checked out. Mm-hmm.
Google, I'm not checking out.
Google Plus basically has come on the market, mm-hmm. and these are some features that I'm sure Facebook had developed and was developing. Mm-hmm. They got a little rush to market, I believe, in my personal opinion.
I agree.
The chat in itself is in response to all the hype coming from the... I see you've written me a note, Mike. I appreciate it.
Still comes anyway, in handy.
Go ahead.
It's
go
come. Ahead. It's really that evolution that coming to the marketplace has created a response from Facebook, who really has they have their heads and tails above what Google Plus is offering right now. But they have a partnership with Skype, which now allows them to chat, mm-hmm. and you can chat
video
with,
chat.
You can video chat. Yeah. They're trying to enhance the time spent on Facebook these days, which yeah. will allow them to
hey,
charge
Mike.
More
Mike.
For their ads.
Mike, short answer.
What?
Competition from Google Plus has forced Facebook to make
thorough.
Some changes.
All right.
That's
I don't like
the
it either, though,
line
for the
answer.
Record.
I
it's
love
weird.
Facebook.
Yes, yeah. me too.
I finally get used to it. And this is something for a young man like
yes.
you, who is dealing with, you know, you're very familiar with tech. You do the show Tech 411.
Thank
does.
Which isn't that a great show?
Part of
it
our
is.
Network.
Is a great show.
With
we're proud
Todd,
to say.
And they yes. do a great job on Tech 411. Mm-hmm. But you're plugged into it. And so you completely, and so is RJ plugged into it. And he's an older fart like mm-hmm. me. But the fact is, you're plugged into this stuff. My feeling is this.
Don't F with it.
Don't broke it. Yeah. Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Right.
Yes. Don't broke it if
don't
it ain't
broke
fixed.
It, Mike.
That too.
The fact is, you really ought to just leave one. And I finally get it. I don't want to be... here's the thing. I don't like my car talking to me. I don't like my computer telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. I really want to be left alone. I want to mm-hmm. learn the technology. Mm-hmm. And then when I learn it, if I want to add something, send me an email that say there's something available. A great example, Bank of America.
Yes.
Would you rather do this now? Because we've upgraded it to do this for you, to do this for you, to do this for you. Or would you rather move on? Remind one of my favorite things? Remind me later.
Remind me yeah. later.
Remind me later. Okay. Stick, remind me later. That's what I want to say to him. You know, but all these things, like when it tells me, and last night, or maybe it was this morning on the Edge, I'm not sure where it happened to me, I go on to Facebook and I just want to read my mail.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to do that. And God knows, we've discussed on this show, that is already a challenge for
yes.
me.
But they make when you jump through hoops first.
2,197 unread messages
wow.
for me.
Wow.
You'll get to them.
I do the
That's pretty cool.
I do. That tells me that maybe there's a chance that I have messages unread going back to when we started the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I
oh,
believe
absolutely.
That. I know that.
I'm reasonably sure that's
true. Yeah.
Do
you sure check your
true.
Email?
Like my regular
yes.
email? My home email?
Yes.
Yeah, every day.
Okay.
Every hour.
Strange.
Why? What's the
Why
problem?
Is that
I just think
what does that mean?
If...
Did you send me something I didn't get?
No, I've sent you Facebook messages, and no wonder I got no response.
Mm.
You're
not a big responder.
You have to send me messages to my personal email.
Clearly, that's the case.
I've not responded to you on Facebook.
I've sent you like at least 4 or 5 messages throughout the past 2 years, and I was like, oh, well, I guess he doesn't want to talk about that. That's fine.
You know, when you do that, I assume you're responding to somebody who
yeah.
sent you a message, and that's the
no.
only reason I see your face.
I
so
that.
I don't bother reading it because I see your face or Buzz's or Rob's, and I go, well, they got it covered.
It's covered, yeah.
No
I've
problem
done that.
At
yeah.
all.
I've done that.
And the people in the know that know how to get things on the air, no, they don't send me anything. They send it to
you
Buzz or Mark.
You know what
right.
we get on our messages? We might get somebody that says, hey, I own a business that doesn't have your personal email, and they say, hey, how do I advertise?
Mm-hmm.
Or who do I talk to?
Mike. Oh, sorry.
Turn the replays up.
They're up.
I know I'm not doing my job now. I'm not doing my job. I'm not doing a good enough job responding to the peeps and doing that. So, no, I know that.
Do gooder.
Stop it.
Do
all
gooder,
right.
Mike.
I should do better.
Why don't you give out your personal email right now so people don't bother you with Facebook and they just send you the messages they want you to get at your personal email?
You know what? That is really a really bad idea.
Because then he'll have 2,100 unanswered in his personal email.
I get all this crap. You know what I got? You know, you remember that dick, that hemorrhoid, Dick Morris?
Yes.
Do you remember
well.
That
very
bastard
well.
That came on our
I remember
our
him clearly, yes.
Total stain, total Nimrod, total...
You didn't like him much.
Obama-hating mm-hmm. bastard. I mean, he just doesn't like anybody. He's just
King
mean.
Of the wonks.
I'm on his list and I can't get off it. I can't get off it.
He
I
loves
say,
you.
Untext me, unfriend me.
Unsubscribe.
Oh, unsubscribe me. That's what the hell
yeah,
it is.
Right.
Unsubscribe me. Get on that thing and do that. And he constantly is saying, you know, if I can just touch on this, and I know
please
I digress
do.
Just a little bit, but boy, oh boy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm so burned out.
Oh, everyone is, sure.
You know, Obama just came out 10 minutes ago with another speech where he said the exact same thing he said the other night without any solution, without any leadership.
Right,
Harry Belafonte today came out and said he has failed in his mission due to a lack of moral courage. Mr. Belafonte, there you go. I'm sorry, wrong button. There you go.
Mike,
you
I've got some of that clip before I came in.
Of the president speaking just about 10 minutes ago?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Make a wish.
That's it.
Now count to three.
Right.
Come with me.
That Barack Obama.
There he is.
Thank you very much. That's good. Way to carry the torch, Mark. I like that.
And you know, essentially, that's what he said.
Yeah. You know, this is insanity.
Yeah.
This is insanity.
He said, come on, guys, come on.
And I'm listening to, you know, the sister station for my station, which is one of those right-wing talkers. Uh-huh. And Jesus, they're just, you know, immediately after he's done, they're all going, oh, well, of course. Oh, he's so full of crap. Oh, he's ridiculous. And I'm like going, nothing will ever get done.
Nothing will ever get done. Mark my words, they have to fix this. I just yesterday put an offer in on a condo. Mm-hmm. Just yesterday.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Did you do the one in the area we were talking about?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good for you.
Daddy's so excited about
it. It is pretty
probably
exciting.
Won't get it.
Daddy's going to lose a lot more.
But regardless.
Daddy's going to lose a lot more weight. Daddy's going to have Dr. Friedman get him a facelift. And Daddy's going to go out with Oscar. And Daddy's going to play the role of his older brother.
We got to get you tanned first.
Yeah, tan. I'll tan. I'll tan for like a week before I head on. We'll have my official coming out party. Should be in late December.
So, but I remember talking to the bank. And they said, you should really lock in the rate right now just in case whatever happens.
Which is the truest of
all. And I sat there and I said, if I want something, I'm going to go get it. Yeah. But if you're out there right now and you're maybe in the market for a home and you can wait and you want to wait and maybe you have children or a family, I got none of that.
Right.
I would never dip my toe into this pool right now.
Yeah. But
I did a cannonball.
Did you get a chip?
You
have you already locked in a ray?
I locked in the ray.
Good. I think you should. You can't
go
wrong.
That's the only way to do it. Yes. I mean, that's it. I what's insane is Oscar represents the John Q. average citizen right now, and we are staring at this, and it is party principle and politics over people, 100% on both sides.
Right.
I mean, if you're the Democrats right now, you go, if it's 6 months, you got to take 6 months. Mm-hmm. You got to take that deal right now at a certain point. You can't dig your heels in.
Exactly.
If you're the Republicans, you know, F you. You're insane. You're going to be voted out anyway.
We might have another week or so. Folks over at the Treasury Department are, you know, crunching numbers and moving things around to try to buy a few more days.
What an effing joke.
Not that I think it will help.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't go out and buy a home if you're looking for one. But I will say the process is so much more stressful. And it's actually speeded up my process because I want to hedge my bets. Because if something does happen.
If you were able to lock in a rate.
Yes.
I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah, I think you did the right thing.
It is requiring every fiber of my body to take my 401k and not do anything with it right now and take the advice of the Carmen Wong Ulrichs of the world and the financial because she's hot and stay the course. But I believe in that really think, but every day that goes by, I think less and less Americans are saying to themselves, Jesus Christ, are we really going to survive this? Is this going to be a meltdown? It's all this noble, it's principled. I'm going to stand. They're turning it into a big bravery.
It's a true testament to what we have created. And I have to say that, you know, we're just dogging technology these days. The one thing that has made politics that more transparent in this country is information and the access to it.
Mm-hmm.
The way you get to see emails these days, the way that you get to see Facebook posts or tweets or whatever you may want to know. Today's politics, which is probably similar to yesterday's and the 80s and 90s politics, it's just so much more transparent that because it's run by corporate America,
it is different
corporate
now.
America
no, it is
and
different.
The politicians cannot hide what is on the table for the most part.
Right.
So what's scary is that if it's like this now, what is it going to be like 10 years from now? Is anything ever going to change?
What's it going to be like 10 minutes from now?
I think it's very important for me to, for once, stop being middle of the road and worrying about pissing off a certain segment of America and tell you the way I really feel about my politics.
All right.
Because I think the time has come for this, Because I try to straddle the fence because I talk about the fact that I hate both sides. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to finally say this. Mm-hmm. My true belief is that this Tea Party movement that you hear so much about,
right.
This don't tax anybody mm-hmm. because that's going to result in more government spending and right. that will get us into a worse situation. I really believe with my heart and soul that the people that are in the Tea Party and the people on the far right of the Republican Party really, really believe what they're saying. But mm-hmm. you know what it's fueled by? I think it's fueled by just a little hatred.
Yep.
I think it's fueled by just a little hate. And I sometimes think that one of the worst things that ever happened to the United States was the election of Barack Obama as president, because it allowed these people who were Republicans, very right wing, to suddenly just be so upset.
Yep.
That this man was elected president, that now anything this man does, anything that comes out of his mouth,
sabotage.
Anything that he tries to do is is number one, a lie, mm-hmm. number two, the worst thing that could possibly happen.
They did the same thing with Bill Clinton. Now, I agree that it's 10 times worse with Barack Obama, right. in my opinion, probably because he's black, mm-hmm. but this is just Bill Clinton times 10. That same sort of That same sort of hating everything the president says was in play when Clinton was in office, and mm-hmm. now we're seeing it again, and I think it would have happened regardless of what Democrat got elected, but yes, worse with Barack Obama.
And this is what I really believe. I really do believe that that's what fuels it. And also what fuels it is a very concentrated, sophisticated effort on the part of corporate America, the people that mm-hmm. Will really hurt the most mm-hmm. if we were to get, say, these tax increases involved. They would really hurt, and I believe that they are plugged into this, mm-hmm. and that's what I say, and I'm sorry, that's what I believe. At the same time, I'm all more than willing. Let's compromise. On the left wing, you know, they're saying everything that I'm saying, and mm-hmm. on the right wing, they're saying, well, everything coming out of Washington, D.C., from the Obama White House mm-hmm. is a lie, mm-hmm. that they are manipulating mm-hmm. this because, I'm not sure why, but they're saying because they just want to spend
more
of your money.
Well, because he clearly wants to destroy the country.
That's really what they, and a yeah. lot of people mm-hmm. On these fringes believe. Right. Then you get the vast majority of people that don't even feel as strongly as I do on mm-hmm. one side, mm-hmm. or don't feel as strongly as the right. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that are just saying, hey, man, I don't want my interest rates to go up. I don't want my, I don't want the
just trying to get by.
Stock market to fall apart. Right. They're just trying to get by. And you know what?
I'm just
you want to get your house.
Don't F with our lives.
Exactly.
Things are tough enough as it is. Don't why even deal with this?
Right.
I have friends right now that have been unemployed, and these aren't S birds that are sitting on their ass trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives. They've been looking for jobs.
Yeah.
And they are not on unemployment because they have savings and they are taking care of themselves and they are working hard and they can't find a job. And now you're going to tell me that their house is going to go down, or they have to refinance because all this S is happening. You can't figure it out.
That's the vast majority of people. Mm-hmm. People in the middle, in the great middle. And where has the middle gone, man?
Oh, it's shrinking and vanishing.
Where has the middle gone? Where has people, you know, this passion on either side? I really, I have a political point of view mm-hmm. that some might say comes a little bit from the left, but I don't think I'm radical. But I also don't think I'm middle of the road either.
No.
But I'd love to come into the middle of the road, and I'd eat the S sandwich.
We'd all like
just to get things done.
A lot of us would like to meet there, yes.
I totally want to eat the S sandwich. And I think when you get the one thing that I'm sure about, and I say this to our listeners, and I say it to you fellas in this room, mm-hmm. you know what I'm sure about, and I've always been sure about? I'm sure that I'm not sure.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure that my way is not, you know what? This far right might have a point. They might have a point that we are simply postponing a tidal wave of debt that will be laid in our children's laps, and they might be spot on correct, but they don't even know for sure.
Oh, right.
And for right now, we're dealing with a crisis. I believe that's mm-hmm. true, and a crisis that we need to fix. And the only way we can fix it, I don't think this is unreasonable, is for the right and the left to meet in the middle and really have a dialogue and really communicate. And you know what? Neither Barack Obama or John Boehner or the Tea Party or the Nancy Pelosi left-wing element of the party, mm-hmm. they are not getting together, and we're getting screwed. And I said it yesterday, and I mean it today. Every single one of them, left, right now, mm-hmm. out.
Yep.
Left because you're too far extreme and you're looking down on the Republican Party and you're looking down your noses and you're being snobs. Right wing because you're wing nuts and it's your way or the highway and you dig your heels in and you're filled with hate and venom. You're out too. And for those of you in the middle, you didn't have the balls to stand up and represent the great majority of Americans. Mm-hmm. You get the hell out too
because
you weren't strong enough.
And I agree.
All of them. Gone.
I agree. And then who do we replace them with?
Reasonable.
And will their replacements do any better.
I believe that, that's what that's nice
they
about.
They can't do any worse.
Every 2 years, you have congressional elections, and I will vote now more than ever in my life for the moderate voice, because I've never learned more that when you have extreme views on the left and extreme views on the right, nothing gets done in Washington. Right. We have to get people that are going to be our caretakers, are going to take care of this country, and people from the middle, from the center, from the center, from the center, now more than ever. Bill Clinton was at least a moderate Democrat. Ronald Reagan was, he had some extreme views. He was a super conservative, but he was able to appeal to the moderate wing of his party and the moderate wing of the Democratic Party, and he got stuff done.
Well, I think Barack Obama is a moderate Democrat, but unfortunately...
Oh, my God. No, I disagree with that.
Oh, no. If he were liberal, I think he would have taken a stronger stand and gotten more things done for the liberal agenda. I think, if anything, he's given in to the conservatives too much. The problem with Barack Obama...
That's because you're a left-winger.
No, the problem...
You are. Hold on a second. Wait, I'm going to stop you right there. But you come from the far left.
No, I don't.
All you do...
You keep painting me that way, but I
Buzz,
don't.
Buzz, I've worked with you for 15 years, and I agree with most of what you say, but Buzz, you have to stop. This is the problem. There's no reality check for anybody. You every day talk about Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, and you talk about how they are doing wrong, and they are, and the Tea Partiers are doing wrong. You come from a left point of view, from the far left of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think that's your perception. I don't think
that's my perception as well.
I mean, I do,
and I'm not ganging up on you, but Buzz, wouldn't you say that your tendencies are more are far left more than center, middle of the road?
I think not far left. Definitely not far left.
How about Buzz does not want to be called
left of center, yes.
Yeah, you don't want to be called an extremist. I know that.
Yeah,
but
I'm not.
But I know, and I know you're not an extremist, and God knows that you make a lot of sense to me. But you are a partisan of partisans. You are the biggest partisan I've ever known.
The only reason that I'm reporting, and I haven't really talked about McConnell and the others so much, I've talked about Boehner a lot because he has a problem right now with division within his own party.
I know, you're talking about a specific.
And so that's part of the news right now, is how Boehner, I keep wanting to call him Bonner or Boner.
Boehner's fine, I'll accept Boner.
He's trying to work this out within his own party, so he's very much in the news. So yeah, I'm very much talking about
this is the
him.
Logic here. Yeah. The people that are maybe left of center or right of center don't want to cop to being left or center or right or center. They just don't want to.
But I will argue this. I think
I totally agree with that.
I think that being center or just slightly left of center appears to be far left because so many factions of the country have moved so far to the right.
And that is what the Republicans would say, who in my opinion are on the far right too. They would say, well, I really represent the majority of Americans.
Right.
And you say you represent the majority of Americans. You don't, and the right doesn't. The people that are the majority of Americans are like this guy right here, and I will tell you why. Because really, he doesn't have that super political point of view, because it changes a lot, like the independents change a lot. That's the people, you know, the Elliot Cutlers of Maine who got bumped out by that Nimrod LePage up in Maine.
Right.
This guy was a middle of the road guy, an independent, a real independent, a guy that was his campaign happened to be managed by my cousin Teddy, was right in the middle. Teddy was a Republican. Mm-hmm. Teddy worked for Republicans. Elliot Cutler worked for the Carter administration. I want people that have both sides. Everybody thinks that their way is the way everybody else thinks. And it's tough. Because if you listen to what you say your news every day, you during the election of Barack Obama, you come from the left.
I'm not sure I have a my way. I think I am where I am because you've got a right that's saying there is no climate change. There is no need to worry about the debt ceiling. The sky is green. They make these outrageous claims.
Let me stop you right there.
That are just
ridiculous. Let's just narrow cast it. And I hate to be all political, and we'll take a break in a second here. But the fact is, let's just take climate change, which I happen to think is true.
Right.
I believe in global warming. Right. I think is that. But let's be honest. If you had somebody standing there with a machete over your hand saying they're going to take off a digit if it's not true,
right?
Would you risk the digit?
Yeah, I think I would.
I wouldn't, because I do not know.
I don't know beyond
a shadow of a doubt that it is because of global warming and not necessarily a cyclical climate change. But, you know, the thing is, there are people that are arguing that case for the wrong reasons. I disagree with them. I think it's kind of sinister. I think some of the people, the polluters, are coming from it from a different point of view. But I also say, do I know for sure? It's almost like believing in God. You know, do I know for 1,000% sure that there's going to be a man with a white beard that's going to have a big leg thing and say, hey, come on in, here are the pearly gates? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Right. I want more people to be like me and say, I really don't know. I question my own beliefs. I question my own party, and I want to find compromise. That's what's gone in Washington, D.C.
I think the better question for Buzz, instead of a digit, what if it were your manhood?
Okay, well, then now I'm out.
Okay, see? Okay.
You know, where I'm saying is, and I will not say you are far left, because you're not.
Yeah.
I don't think you're complete, because I think if you were far left, you would never be able to
do what
you
do. Do what
he
does for a living.
You really wouldn't be able to do what you do at all, because people would get too pissed off at you.
Right.
But you do have an agenda. You have had an agenda since I have known you. You have a left agenda. When I say left, Democrats are left, Republicans are right. That's how I'm putting it, okay?
Okay.
The fact is, you know, just like Fox News has a certain point of view, you have a certain point of view.
Only
if you don't cop to it, I'm astonished.
My point of view is I have no time or patience for people who cannot accept reality. And I think sometimes when you're arguing with people who won't accept basic truths, you have no conversation with them, because they're not even admitting to the most basic of truths.
And I will tell you that you like Bill Maher, as I do. You like Bill Maher's show.
I enjoy the show. I'm not a big fan of him personally.
Okay, he personally represents the left-hand side that...
He's left of me.
Where he is easily. Left of you, but he also doesn't... I just don't think that necessarily all the things that we hear and believe are truths. I guess I could come up with a name for it. I think everybody's, excuse me, you're going to have to edit again. I apologize. I think everybody's full of I really do, to a certain degree.
A lot of people are,
and I think there are a lot of people that sit in ivory towers in New York City and drive out to the Hamptons on the weekend that are sitting there going, let them fight. This is the best thing.
Oh, yeah.
There are people right now, I believe, now this is what I believe. I believe there are people in New York right now
betting against that
absolutely knew this was going down, that probably know exactly how it's going to play out, and are going to make fortunes on all of this crap, while we, the great unwashed
politicians,
sit there and, you know, have our hatred or have our looking down our noses. And I just get very frustrated.
Oh,
and
you know what? Politicians make their bread and butter off of the arguing among the rest of us. Yeah, absolutely.
It's ridiculous. And I just think everybody needs to say, you know, when you say I have no patience for people that can't accept basic truths, I think they're basic truths to you. They might not be to other people. And we have to stop doing any of that. I know, and people are going to get pissed off at me because they don't think that I'm standing up for my guns. I'm just trying to get. I want to survive this. I want to I want to have something in savings to give to my kids. I want to be able to refinance this goddamn house that I can't refinance because I'm so upside down in it right now. I want to do a lot of things. And right now, all this bickering, it's never been. Has it ever been more partisan?
No,
you and
I
have been around almost as long as you.
Never.
It's never been this part. And I want it to stop.
Yeah.
Just for a while.
I agree.
Then we can go back to arguing again. But for now, you're a bunch of effers.
And don't you think internationally we look like a bunch of ass clowns?
Completely.
Of course.
Absolutely. Although, you know, internationally, you look at countries around the world that have a debt crisis worse than we do.
Yeah,
that, you know, they're having their own
but
problems.
But we
as
used
well.
To stare at those countries and say, get your ass together.
Yeah, we did. We did. And now we don't have our ass
now
together.
Now we're among
we'll
them.
We'll see what happens. I apologize for those.
They
of you,
will, though.
For those of you that really hate politics, when we talk it, I say lick it. That was kind of fun.
When we come back, can we ask why Oscar had a big bandage on his arm?
Let's do that. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. You like this song?
I do like this song.
Is that why you picked it?
I did.
It's good, Mark. Gone up to a C+.
Good. Well, you know, I was thinking about Rob's performance yesterday on the board.
Yeah.
I can only do better.
Well, I don't know where Rob was musically yesterday.
Rob was in Katie's crotch.
That's what he was doing.
That's a good point.
He was doing the hipster music for Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that son of a bitch. Horny dog. Our second segment is brought to you by the DR Trimmer Mower. It's the trimmer on wheels that goes where other trimmers can't. See it in action on their free DVD. What happened to the music? Oh,
it's been cut off by
God. He's
some,
doing
some
everything
kind of equipment.
You really don't have to do everything he does.
Oh, I know.
Thank you. And check out DR's other professional power products for your home, including gas and electric wood splitters for everything from kindling to logs 30 inches thick. What are you playing now? is this something? That's, is this Eric Cantor?
No, this is Rabbi Hyman Millman.
Rabbi Hyman
Millman. Or my DR trimmer that no, you know, I had to replace
oh
with
my
a better
God.
One.
I got funny people here. For the free DVD and the catalog and free shipping, visit drtrimmer.com or click.
Ask about the circumcision attachment.
Or click their ad on our website. You're very funny in your own little way. You truly, truly are, Mr. Ronick. Anyway, welcome back to the show. And enough with the pod. I hate to do it, but you know what, guys?
Yeah, I
work in an environment where I'm not allowed to say word one about it. So I have to vent on this show. And this is the real me. And this is on my mind.
This is it's on your mind. It's a frustration you're feeling. And a lot of people are
weighing heavily. Yeah. And I just would love to see things get better. I have to say this. It sounds jive. I love this country.
I do too.
I'm so depressed for it right now. I'm so worried for it right now. I'm so concerned. And I just hear, oh my God, listen to that little AM station that I work right down the hallway from. And I listen to that and I just go, oh my God. Right after listening to the president, I'm saying to myself, what is really happening? I mean, are we really... I feel so out of control. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can't control anything.
Donald Trump doesn't look so bad now.
Not so crazy now.
You know what? Who knows? I swear to God. I want somebody right there in the middle. I want a new party. I want the People's Party, the Independent Party. That's what I'm looking for. Anyway, coming back to this, let me see. I am so discombobulated.
You said you wanted to talk about the iPad.
Well, Oscar had this big, thick bandage on his arm that made it appear that he'd either given blood or has had some kind of test.
Well, as you guys,
did you get an HIV test?
No.
Was it necessary for the house loan?
Once a month, I go and give blood.
Good for you.
Really?
No, I don't.
I thought that was true.
That would make me a good man.
I really thought that
I'm
was
not.
True.
I actually went to the doctors this morning, and they're just checking my vitamin D levels and my testosterone levels, which, by the way...
We're through the roof? You had your testosterone checked?
Yes.
I need that too.
The shtick is I have no sex drive.
52 though.
I have no sex drive.
So what did
it's not shtick?
It's not shtick.
What did the testosterone test
say? So the scale goes
say?
From 49 to 250, whatever whatever you're supposed to have. Anywhere from 49 to 250.
Uh-huh.
I have, I think she said 86 on this scale.
It's a little
low. How is that for your age?
She said I might as well be a 45-year-old man.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Really?
That's low.
Now, what's the deal? Now, I'm sure you've checked into this because you're the horniest man in the room. What can they do?
Buzz is at 300
as well as
right
being
now.
From the extreme left, not the far left, the extreme left. What did they do? So they check this. You know about this thing?
They do. Any doctor can have this checked for you. It's a simple blood test. And
my old guy that I don't go to anymore since I have the new insurance, can he help me with that? Do you think
he can test you for that and he can treat you for that? There are patches, there are injections, there are other medications that can boost your testosterone if you need it. But you know what boosts your testosterone? Exercise, lifting a little weight, talking to an attractive woman for 10 minutes will double his testosterone level. If you were to have that test taken, talk to an attractive woman for 10 minutes and go back and take that test again, your T level would be doubled.
I actually passed up on it.
Really?
Yep, true.
I passed up on it. The treatment for testosterone.
Why?
Because I told her, I was like, look, I don't need another job in my life. And if I'm thinking about sex too
much.
This
is where he draws the line.
If I'm thinking about sex too much, I'm gonna work harder for it.
That blows me away.
And I could care
but you
less
got
right
it,
now.
But you care so much. But you care enough that you got it checked.
I didn't check it. It was part of my
part of the blood
general
screening?
Workup. Yeah.
See, I got my things checked, and that mine was all cholesterol, liver function. No, they didn't do liver function, which they probably should.
Usually you have to ask for that test.
Everything was
but my cholesterol was that of like, they said a 25-year-old.
3 months ago when I went, that's when she asked me, she said, how's your sex drive? And I said, it's kind of low. And that's why I guess she checked it. And 3 months later, and I went back, and that's when she gave me the 88 score.
RJ, how do you think your testosterone level is?
I'm hoping it's fine. I don't know. I've never had it checked.
Are you horny a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Don't clap, Buzz. It might make him a little hornier with those hands.
Yeah, I don't even get... Like, I'm telling you maybe like twice a week, I'm like, I really need to have sex.
Uh-huh.
And then... I watch porn and it's over.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I think about it.
It's kind of sad.
I just want to, because I'm married to somebody who's younger, I want to have more of a sex drive.
You
want to
keep up, sure.
And I know that I'm not where, you know, I'm a normal 52-year-old, but I even had low libido. I had low libido when I was 25. Mm. I was just not, you know.
I'm
and
a mini you.
What's that?
We're on the same page.
Well, the way we drink, the way we talk about it. I remember, you know what, really, to be honest with you, when you and Chad became my little mini-me's and my little heroes, is when I heard them brutally honest, Oscar more than Chad, coming out and just laying it bare with the honesty. Prior to that, anybody I'd ever worked with had always basically talked about how incredibly, I need it all the time, man. I get out. You hear that from guys all the time. And I don't doubt that there are men that are extremely
horny. I have
horny,
friends like that.
But there are people, there are guys, lots of them, that probably, if they're honest, they're going to come out and go, no.
A little,
no, not
I will
all the
say,
time.
In my case, especially I think since the hospital stay, a little less lately.
A little less lately?
A little less lately. But, and I'm not happy about that.
But I'm also here to say I would probably go to a physician if I didn't think it was going to affect my health. And then you know there's a school of thought that it ain't that good to get testosterone injections or all that. You know, there's a school of thought that says it could mess you up more than it could help you.
She gave me another
I might do it. I might do it.
She gave me another 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then she said after that, will you really, if you decide you want to change.
You have a female doctor?
I do.
Clearly, like, she wasn't hot because his testosterone would have been up 10 minutes later.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, if you like went to that dentist, I bet your testosterone level would have
She's a Gupta.
Who's that? Who's that lady? What's a Gupta?
My doctor.
What's a Gupta?
She's Indian.
Oh, she's a Gupta.
Yeah.
Gupta. Is she, and you like her?
Yeah, she's fine.
Is she competent?
Very competent.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I need a new doctor.
It's Montgomery County, a little far.
Yeah, not going to do
little
that.
Far. But I will say that she looked at me and she said, well, why don't you want the testosterone, whatever? And I said, well, look, I just got too much ass going on in my life right now. That's the least of my worries.
I'm
going
to have a physical next week.
But eventually, I would like, if I get another relationship, one of the key problems in my old relationship was that my libido was low. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it here on the show, but it wasn't shtick. Now to see the actual score in itself, it's kind of eye-opening. You're like, okay, well, I have the libido of a 45-year-old man.
And that shouldn't be the case.
Right.
And that shouldn't be the case. I have the libido of a 90-year-old man, and I'm 52. But then you hear about the guys like Larry King and Donald Trump that have the libido. I bet they get shots.
Though,
I'm
a friend you can trust. You should know that.
How so?
Because I barely think about sex.
Really?
Around your wife.
Yeah, that's not like him.
In fact, we should have his check.
No, mine's like two. It's fine.
You'd be off the charts. But you have to relax. Can I say this?
Yeah.
You have to relax around me and my wife more.
I can't.
Have I given you such a complex?
Yes.
I'm guilty. I am guilty. He is being honest. I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I'll rescind that if you ever touch her. No. But the fact is, I can't do it, and I can't change my ways.
Yeah, of course.
I don't trust him.
I am no longer.
I would never leave him in a room with my.
Still think we should have him checked.
I had to yell yesterday. Katie and I are out on the porch. Carla arrives. I'm sitting out there. I had to yell for Mark, because I knew Mark was doing whatever. Whenever Carla comes home and I'm in the house, Mark is in a dinner, or even when Carla's in the house, because she tells me she desperately wants him to be in the same room. She says, you know, I had to yell for Mark to come out on the sun porch because I wanted another set of testicles out there with me.
Yes,
and you know, safety. It was all I could do to get you to come out there.
I know.
And then there's this like awkward silence, and Mark's like, well, gotta go. Gotta go right now. And I'm like, whoa. So anyway.
He is being a good guy.
Oh, I know he's being a good guy.
Because if he didn't
He knows he makes me nervous. He's everything I'm not physically. He's slender. He's got dark hair, you know, and he had the Don Johnson growth the beard on, and it was totally threatening to me yesterday, the look. And so I don't, you know, I'm not threatened by you in any other way, but I am nervous around that.
And by Don Johnson, I was wearing white pants.
Right. Had the sleeves linen on a sport pants. Coat rolled
pushed
up.
Yeah.
That's the way it went. No, I just, so nothing I can do to change that.
No.
All right.
I'm always afraid you are watching every move I make.
So not true.
Except for Tuesday afternoons when he goes golfing.
And that's when all the boys linger longer. That's when they hang out. James Allen's great idea. James Allen, like to salute you. I got your message on my wall on Facebook.
What's his idea?
And your suggestion for Donald, your neighbor, Oscar.
Oh, wow.
Take Donald gambling.
No.
Oh, no.
Take Donald gambling if Donald truly is.
If he's a Rain Man.
If he has that availability, put him in a green suit.
Be great.
I don't think. No, but Donald's so honest. He would probably look over at you and say, This is the time to bet big, Mike. Like he would not know to give you a sign.
Right, but you know, if it's blackjack, there are no signs required. You would just have him sit there and, you know, you would say, you would explain the game to him.
He knows numbers. Bang,
you would stake horse him, gamble. Mm-hmm. You know, do me a favor.
He will tell me.
All right, you know, because I know you did this when you were inebriated the other day.
Yes.
With Donald.
Yes.
You're good friends. You had a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
A lot of time on your hands. Take over a deck of cards.
Yeah,
play a little blackjack.
Try him out. That's fair. Try him out,
and maybe you know, see how he
likes
cards.
If he's got something,
see if he's got a little ability.
Yeah. But he doesn't have his time.
He doesn't have time, like on this earth.
Yes,
you're right about that. RJ, before we go to break, your love life.
God bless him.
RJ, we never got out of the gate. We talked about hands and your love of hands, and you know, the last time I was shocked that you had that woman down in Florida that we didn't know that you had had a relationship.
Well, was I supposed to tell everyone?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. So,
yeah, but you kind of,
we've never talked about my personal life that detail.
It's a brash thing to do, and it's probably not gentlemanly by any means, but there are times where you get laid, and you want to tell your boys about it.
This is true.
Yeah.
This
right?
is true. Yeah, sometimes you want to shout it from the highest.
Yeah,
right.
If, or you meet someone, you're like, you won't even believe.
Except when I do it with Carla, then I don't want to tell
anybody
about it. Oh,
you son of a bitch! And then,
I don't
then there are times when you want to really just kind of
then you just keep
it
on the, or, right. yeah, or for reasons like Mark's, you just keep it on the DL.
Right.
My question to you would be,
yes.
what do you look for in a woman? If you in the ideal, now let's accept the reality that you are still vastly overweight as I am, and
your description. Yes, we used to be fat, big and fat. Now we're just
very
fat.
Very fat.
Right. We're very, very fat. We used to be Jesus. All right. So
do you think about that?
What's that?
Do you ever think about that?
Is that I used to be Jesus?
Yes.
When I look at photographs from 50 pounds ago, and I believe me, I realize I got a lot more work to do. But I look at that and I say to myself, just my head alone, my big melon, round beach ball sized f-ing head that I had.
I swear to God,
that makes me take pause. Your criteria, what the ideal woman right now, what are you looking for? And give us be as specific as you can.
Ideal would be a brunette, blue eyes.
Hold on, let me give you a little background.
Okay. Right, yeah. Here we go. Music for this. And go slowly.
About the same height, 5'8", it's fine. I mean, you know, I don't mind if she's taller. I dated a taller girl when I was in school.
Very good.
But I like a brunette. I like blue eyes. And of course, we've talked about the hands and the things. But, you know,
he went right to the hands.
Big hands.
Well, I didn't elaborate. I just wanted to be sure that was still there.
Thank you for that.
Yes, the hands.
Got to talk. Got to be personality.
Got to talk.
Because I've seen some folks that just
you have to be able to talk.
No mutes, please.
Now, Oscar, your comment about got to tell the boys. Well, you know, that's a generational thing, I think. Being older, I don't have to go flaunt it out. I'll just be smiling, you know?
Yeah, you'll be able to tell.
Well,
okay.
Based on that description, only other question I would have is your house wheelchair accessible?
Yes.
No.
Based on the criteria, we're okay.
Now, realistically, what do you want?
Somebody that'll be fun to be with. It doesn't have, you know.
A companion.
I can't, yes.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, come on.
I am here
look
to
at
say.
Me. Look at, you know. I mean,
No, that's the wrong approach.
I've dated and have been with some very nice looking and beautiful women in my time.
I'll
so,
bet you
know,
are. And you will again.
And I will again. Yeah. That's what I'm targeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've spent more time with RJ than anybody in this room, and I am here to tell you he is my best acquaintance. Mm-hmm. And
acquaintance.
He is my best acquaintance.
Your BA.
He is my best acquaintance, and I will tell you, this is a stand-up guy. This is an easy guy to be with. This is a pleasant guy to be with.
Yes.
This is a good conversationalist. This is a man who likes fun. This is a man who can take you to the events. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. He's
event connected. He likes an event more than anything else.
But he has a great heart.
Double up on that.
A great heart above all else.
This is a man who will get another job sooner than later. I
Very
promise
smart.
You that.
Yes. Very smart
I predict he will be employed before his current contract runs out.
Agreed.
That's a promise that I make to you. It's a lot of pressure on you now.
Oh, I know. But you gotta, I'm looking for that target as well.
I think you're going to take care of that. Mm-hmm. So that's RJ. And how would one, and I really would love like the ladies in our vast listening audience to be able to communicate with RJ.
They should.
Do you want any ideas you have?
I was thinking we could set up an email address.
No, Mark, you're all wrong. They should message Mike on Facebook.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Do not do that.
Bastard trouble. Do not. That's a ant. Ant. I might seriously edit that out of the show.
I want to see that. Mike, I want to see you edit this show.
What can we do?
Let's have our listeners email daterj@mikeomarashow.com.
No, well, see, here's the thing, Mike. Do we really want to, like, make this...
So that you're going to read them all first? That's
no.
what you want?
Okay. No, I won't read. You know what?
I already have an email address on the show site.
You have an email address on the show site? That you know what?
Why Mike want, Mark Hold wants on, to Mark, read them all.
It needs to go through Mark.
Mark, it does.
Mark, yeah. You need a filter.
All See? Business must go through me.
What if they're all cows?
This is.
Oh, so Mark's going to screen for me.
We're watering down the message, boys. We're watering down the message.
You know what? Yes, we are.
We're watering down the message. Now, listen, let's get a unified front. Uh-huh. Why don't you leave the driving to him? Because he will help you.
Oh, I know.
He will help you. Date RJ.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
The other idea I had was we could set up a fan page.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
A Date RJ fan page.
You think maybe we could get that together next week?
I can do that today.
You can do that today?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we revisit this on Monday? Mm-hmm. We will button it all up.
Okay.
Do you still want to do the Date RJ at MikeOMaraShow.com?
We can do that too. I'll make that the primary address.
All right. This weekend, it's Date RJ at MikeOMaraShow.com. If it grows a little hair, and do you want hair down there for the women?
Yeah.
Well, I already, you know, I've had different... looks landing strip.
Can I tell you when you do that? You sound seriously like the bind torture kill killer.
Ooh. Oh,
you know you really do because it's when you I've had many experiences to you know that high voice. You go into that soprano voice of yours that you use. No, I was just saying yes. Either one's fine with me. That's what I would have said.
Landing strip, hardwood floors.
So anyway, date RJ at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right.
That's for this weekend, and then next week a little bit more, and we'll just visit that occasionally. And you know what?
Yeah.
I think we will share no names. It'll be totally anonymous. We will not put names on here. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Right.
I'm going to leave this up to you. This is something I'm doing really to get you a companion.
This is a serious effort. Yeah, we're not goofing around here.
We are running super late. We will have an abbreviated audio vault, which is going to kill Ronick because he worked on it very.
He was up all night, Mike.
This is really good.
I think there's some good stuff in there.
Okay, let's go. We got to take a break.
All right, let's hear where you're going to be next Friday, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Mike O'Mara here along with Oscar Santana.
Salutations.
We are looking forward to seeing you in Beantown. That's right, Boston, Massachusetts, on Friday night, August 5th, right after the Red Sox-Yankees game. We're going to be at...
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Cleary's in Back Bay. Be there or be square. We look forward to seeing you, all the fans of the Mike O'Mara Show, all the fans of the Big O and Duke Show, and, of course, RJ Raymond Super Stud Diaz. Listen, if you know people in Massachusetts, if you know people in New Hampshire, if you know people in Connecticut, in Maine, in Vermont, you New Englanders, we want to see you. We want to get as many people out there to Cleary's in Back Bay as we can for a meet and greet with the Mike O'Mara Show cast. We look forward to seeing you there.
That's 10 p.m. August 5th. Again, 10 p.m. August 5th. We'll see you then.
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Thank you, fellas. Cleary's Bar and Restaurant is at 113 Dartmouth Street, right between Chandler and Columbus, in the Back Bay neighborhood of Boston, Massachusetts. They accept all major credit cards, and they are wheelchair accessible.
He's on all day today, you know.
Carla called me on the way in and said that she read somewhere where somebody said that I say Cleary's in that spot.
Right.
Like Jerry Lewis says Glee.
Oh, Glee.
Glee. Cleary's.
Cleary's.
Welcome back to the show. Mark's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is your very own fun factory. We had that beautiful motorcycle that required how many hours of labor?
70 hours.
70 hours of labor yesterday. They make any kind of jewelry you want. You can design it. If you have an idea, you want it turned into jewelry, they can do it. Mm-hmm. Anything you want. Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or you want to dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg. Visit mcginsburg.com. They can make anything, folks.
That's
or
right.
Click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. And Yay. Now let's get right to it. The Audio Vault with Mark Ronick. Take it away, Mark.
Okay, well, first, you know, Mike, I know you always get a good kick out of sounds when
I love
you hear
sounds.
Unusual sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with New Jersey State Senator Steve Sweeney, who's giving an interview and, of course, talking budget stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, maybe God was trying to send him a message. So here you go.
But the point is, he introduced his own budget at $303 million as for a surplus of $303 million. Taking his certifications.
Oh.
Whoa, that got our attention.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
See if we can
Bruce,
not get you killed
close.
Here.
Was thunder?
That
was close.
Wow.
It was.
I am there, and I trust you were
Bruce?
There. I can see you're there, and you're safe.
Jesus.
Yeah. So basically, that was a bolt of lightning 20 feet away.
Now, now are they all going to sound like they're an alien ship coming out of Darth Vader's helmet?
Yeah, of course.
Every sound?
Because I'm doing it.
Okay, very good. What's the next one?
The next one I think you'll like also. This is a New York NYPD, and they are blowing up 5,000 pounds of fireworks that I believe they confiscated prior to the 4th of July.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This is Detective Bill Popper of the NYPD Bomb Squad, shield number 6637. The date is July 1st, 2011. The time is approximately 11.05 hours, which you're about to witness the destruction of fireworks.
Yay. Firecrackers primarily?
So far.
Are these illegal fireworks?
Yeah.
Kind of grows, doesn't it?
This goes on for another 45 seconds.
All right, so we're short on time. Yes. Let's go to the next one here.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be Rob's Audio Vault if we didn't have Ann Curry and Bush's daughter.
Jenna Bush Hager.
Talking,
still on there?
It's like the Sorcerer and the Apprentice.
You know, it's literally two people that are deer in the headlights bad on TV.
Neither one of them should be there.
And here she is. Let's start with Ann Curry.
Back now at 8:20 with the fun and the Times frustration, the frustrating world of crossword puzzles. Today, contributing correspondent Jenna Bush Hager recently caught up with the true puzzle master.
That's right. Everybody loves a good puzzle, and more than 50 a million Americans, at least occasionally, complete crosswords.
Yes,
this is friggin' network television.
Yep. That's right.
And you know, remember yesterday when you got a little liquored up and you started to go at a different speed,
a little too fast.
Like your normal everyday speed is this wonderful baritone, you know, rolling along.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I'm Buzz, and then you hear these people that are on NBC who are sprinting through their teleprompters, going. Right. And it's mind-boggling to me. It really is.
I'm not a broadcaster. How do you feel
about
that?
Even he noticed.
We're learning that right now.
How about Mike? Have you ever been bitten by a Brazilian wandering spider?
I've heard of them. They're scary and they can kill you.
They actually, Mike, well, they might as well kill you. Listen to what happens if you're bit by one of these guys.
Men who get bitten by Brazilian wandering spiders actually can get endless and very painful erections, which might sound a little bit funny, but believe me, I'm sure it isn't. Afterwards, it can result in a total destruction of someone's sex life.
Now, this gentleman will go on, and he will explain to us more about what happens to you.
At the same time, it floods the bloodstream with huge amounts of a chemical called nitric oxide, one of the body's key sexual messengers. This stimulates blood flow to the penis and causes an agonizing erection. It can permanently damage the muscles at the base of the penis. If the victim lives, he'll be rendered... impotent.
Oh my god.
So don't get bit.
Don't get bitten by that spider.
That's probably what happened to me.
Mike, I know you like kids and I know you like the blues. So here is a kid who was caught on tape singing some blues and I think you'll appreciate it. I just wanted you to hear it.
All right.
Just another day. I've been working.
How old is the kid?
13.
Perfect pitch.
Just another day.
Perfect pitch.
You know he kept me by your side.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Is he playing his own guitar?
Yeah, he's in a guitar store.
Oh, wow.
Right? Right?
Wow, that's great.
13 years
I love
old.
That.
And let's see. What do you want me to close with one? All right. Well, I've done the Audio Vault a couple of times.
Okay.
So I always close with old men telling Jewish jokes.
Yeah, old Jews telling jokes.
That too.
Yeah, that's good. That's exactly that. You called it that. Old Jews telling jokes.
Yes.
Let's listen. These are always
all
fun.
Right, here you go.
In just a second. Old Jews telling jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
The Michael Barrow Show.
We'll edit it in post.
Mr. French, she says, how you doing? I understand you've been on vacation. She says, oh, about a vacation we had. She says, where'd you go? I went with Sarah and Sadie. We went to our travel agent, and she sends us to a place in the Caribbean called Club Med. We don't know from nothing. We go there. It's a nice room right on the beach, a pretty day. So we take our blanket and we go sit on the beach. You won't believe what it was. What are you talking about? What was it? It was a nude beach. People walking around naked. The men walking around hanging like this. No kidding. She says, yeah, then you know what happened? What happened? One of the men came over to the blanket. Sarah took one look and had a stroke. She says, oh, my God. Then Sadie had a look and had a stroke. You, Becky, are you all right? Me, she says, I wouldn't touch that thing.
Old Jews telling jokes, ladies and gentlemen. That is your audio vault for Friday.
I would play you music, but, you know, I'm using an iPad, and it's not working with me.
July 29th, 2011. We will come back with buzz and news right after this.
Just another day that my Lord has kept me.
Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Is that the same music the kids sang?
Yeah, this is Sam Cooke.
Jesus.
I like this music. I like it a lot.
Just another day.
Let me ask Mr. Hip in the room. Does this do anything for you when you hear this kind of music?
It's cool.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's about as good as it gets when you come to singing those blues. Mm-hmm. I love this stuff. Time for buzz and news. Take it away, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Let me play your music.
Thank you,
there
Mike.
There you go.
Yes, the new Fair and Balanced news is brought to you by...
Well, I'm not... Listen, don't get a complex, but you know...
I'm not. I'm goofing around
you
with
you. You have a point of view. You do.
It's not all that clear, however. Mm-hmm. Vistaprint.com for all your printing needs.
You'll never admit it.
Business cards, checks, calendars, keychains, magnets, and a whole lot more. Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com, Vistaprint.com, but please go through our website. Bankers, who did a pretty good job of screwing up Wall Street, are now urging our elected officials to get it together. Voters and taxpayers have already done this without much success, but now a group of bankers and other business leaders, labeling itself as nonpartisan, is urging the President and Congress to solve the debt crisis ahead of Tuesday's deadline. The group includes the CEOs of Allstate Insurance, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and some other familiar names.
As you know, I don't want to talk. We talked a lot about it today, right. But I believe there is a group of people, these Tea Partiers that might actually be enjoying this. They're actually enjoying the drama.
I think you're right.
Who knows?
And by the way, this isn't written in the newscast, but I'll point this out about the White House plan to solve this problem. There is no White House plan to solve this
problem. Yeah, there is
not. So, in the interest of being fair and balanced, I'll say that out loud.
The White House is endorsing the Harry Reid.
Whatever Harry can do, that's what they're okay with.
Harry Reid.
Now all these voices from Wall Street to Main Street are drowning out the voices of religious leaders who are also in Washington to protest the inevitable budget cuts. Christian and Jewish leaders staged a sit-in at the Capitol Rotunda yesterday to protest balancing the budget on the backs of the poor as Congress considers trillions of dollars in cutbacks. And that's, again, both parties. Mm-hmm. Now, not only are Republicans and Democrats unable to agree on a solution with each other, Republicans are, fact of the matter is, still fighting among themselves over a solution. House Speaker John Boehner last night had to postpone a vote on his proposal even after calling Tea Party members into his office one by one to try to change their minds.
I wonder how that went.
He succeeded in getting a handful of Tea Partiers to come around, but those Tea Partiers are now being called out by other Tea Partiers.
Thanks so much for coming in. Would you like some summer sausage?
About breaking a pledge not to raise the debt limit without a balanced budget amendment. So now you have a Republican Party that's divided into sort of regular Republicans and Tea Party, and then now there's a subdivision of that where the Tea Party is itself dividing. Mm-hmm. It's like amoeba. So now even Tea Partiers are fighting among themselves. The closed-door meetings continue today.
Very frustrating.
The mantra of see something, say something has apparently prevented another attack at Fort Hood in Texas. An employee at a nearby gun store tipped off police about an AWOL soldier who was apparently planning to bomb the army base. Police reportedly found bomb-making instructions from an Al-Qaeda magazine in the private's motel room.
Al-Qaeda Monthly.
Yeah, your subscription ran out, didn't it? The soldier...
Oh, actually, it's Al-Qaeda's health. There it is.
The soldier had gone AWOL when he was allegedly charged with child pornography.
Mm-hmm. Vanity Al-Qaeda.
North Korea, which has in recent times, as you know, done a lot of saber rattling, is turning on the charm now and sitting down at the nuclear weapons bargaining table for the first time in 3 years.
I didn't know. There's some good news.
North Korea needs food badly. The U.S. is hoping that that fact might lead to some sincere and productive negotiations on nuclear weapons.
We will dismantle our nukes if you can give us 2 truckloads of Twinkies.
Seven automakers have agreed to raise fuel standards to as much as 54.5 miles a gallon
and by 2025, to be specific.
That's good.
That's an average figure that will let them continue to sell vehicles with worse gas mileage. So if a company meets an average of 54.5, some vehicles can do better, some can do worse. That's the target now.
Yeah, by that time, I will be elderly enough where I will really not care about
it. It won't matter. You'll be in a golf cart.
You'll be happy with
I'll
your...
I'll be in a golf cart.
That will be your electric car.
But if I'm doing my snowbird trip, my snowbird trip up to Maine, I wouldn't mind driving like a battery engine.
No problem. I know you had this on your show earlier this morning. A new study says car accident rates skyrocket in West Virginia after each and every NASCAR race.
Yeehaw!
They see the fast driving on TV. They get out, get in their cars, and take off.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
And the most expensive car crash in history may have occurred yesterday morning in Monte Carlo.
Had this in the morning show, and I love this story. This is really, listen to, have you heard this
no.
yet? This is a great story. It's true also.
A woman lost control of her Bentley. It scraped a Mercedes S-Class. Plowed into a Ferrari,
oh, God.
Crashed into an Aston Martin, and ultimately rammed a Porsche 911.
Oh, and those were all Oscar's cars.
Some of them were.
And the Bentley was valued at over $400,000.
The total damage among all these cars, $160,000. The total value of the cars, well over $1 million.
That's funny.
And finally, I'm sorry, it's pretty quiet in Florida today. All I've got is a 19-year-old woman in Fort Myers arrested on drug charges after she was caught at a Circle K stuffing beef jerky into her pants. But I'm okay with that image if you are. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Ticket Liquidator for ball games and events of all kinds, including the summer's biggest concerts. Ticket Liquidator is the place to go for the great service, more tickets, and the best prices. Enter the code AUGUSTHEAT, sounds so sexy, and get $15 off. Ticket Liquidator. Click their ad on our website. That's it, Mark. Good job subbing for Mr. Spiewak.
Yeah.
Rob will be back with us on Monday. Thank you all very much. For everybody in the room, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Sweet pea, apple of my eye, don't know when and I don't know why. You're the only reason I keep on coming home. Sweet pea, what's all of this about? Don't get your way, all you do is fuss and pout. You're the only reason keep on coming home. I'm like the rock of Gibraltar. I always seem to falter, and the words just get in the way. Oh, I know I'm gonna crumble. I'm trying to stay humble, but I never think before I say. Sweet pea, keeper of my soul. I know sometimes I'm out of control. You're the only reason I keep on coming. You're the only reason I keep on coming, yeah. You're the only reason I keep on coming.